This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for being here, for joining me each and every week at this very same time. And don't be a stranger. Please check out my website when you get a chance. It's AutoWorldRadio.com. In this hour of the program, we're going to kick things off by starting out talking about technology and fuel and about a great new app. I just found out about it this week. It's called Gas Mob, and we have two gentlemen standing by ready to tell us all about it. A little later on in this hour, we'll be joined by Landspeed Louise. She is the lady that is the expert on the Bonneville Salt Flats, and just literally a couple of days ago, somebody went over 500 miles an hour on the Bonneville Salt Flats, and this comes after years of deterioration. This is the first time that the salt flats have been in decent shape for quite some time. But as Louise always tells us, you must contact your congresspeople. SaveTheSalt.org is the official website. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Behind the master controls is Mackenzie, and you've got me. You can email me up directly, bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, Gas Mob is the product we're going to talk about, and it's a on-site fuel, fueling solution. And joining us to tell us all about it, we have a couple of gentlemen. First, let's welcome Mace. Let's welcome Branson Thompson and Adam Cooper. Branson and Adam, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Bob.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
I'm really excited about what you guys have done here. This is something I hadn't heard of before, and I think it's very ingenious what you're doing. This is an app-based 24-hour fueling solution. Why don't we begin with Brandon? Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got the idea for this and about some of the features?
Yeah, absolutely. We kind of came up with the idea from, you know, Adam and them are actually from New York City, so on the island of Manhattan in particular, there's been a real shortage of gas stations there. A lot have been moving them, you know, out of the city. So it's become a real hassle for a lot of people. Same thing you kind of saw in Austin, Texas as well. They're trying to, you know, protect the aquifers. So by doing so, they started to kind of move out a lot of the below ground storage tanks at your conventional gas stations.
Sure.
And get them out of there. So seeing things like that take place, and then knowing that, you know, today's world, everything's got to be, you know, app based, and it's all about convenience and safety. And so, you know, coming up with the idea, us and Adam, we sat down and just kind of, you know, talked about it for about a year, and really, you know, put together the app, and then the whole marketing plan for it. And it's been working really well since we've launched in Houston, Texas, as well as Miami, Florida.
That's terrific. Adam, you come from a background of being an entrepreneur like Brandon, and you also have a background in finance, and certainly putting together a company like this, getting funding for an app, that's no easy ride. Tell us a little bit about your first involvement with Gas Mob and how excited you are in having it out there in those markets already.
So as Brennan mentioned, you know, I grew up in New York, and every gas station was closing down. All of the real estate properties were basically, it was more valuable to build a high-rise commercial property or residential complex and have a gas station take you up a square block. So basically, at this point, probably about 3 to 5 gas stations in all of Manhattan. So I first had this idea when I was to basically expand and make it easier for people in New York. And through my finances, I connected with the Thompson family, which has been in the oil business for about 8 generations. And when I talked to them about it, they're like, okay, it's great to be in New York, but Houston, Florida, places like that where people drive 1.5 hours a day versus New York where people probably just drive on the weekends, it makes more sense to start in those cities. So we got involved in Houston about 4 months ago, and we just launched Miami. I'm actually just got and arrived in Miami today to kind of expand our property and business here. And that got us into the fact that these two markets are basically two huge markets where people drive every day. They wake up, they have their car, they have multiple cars, and it just makes sense to be part of those cities where, you know, instead of going on demand to individual homes where people have one car or two cars, we take complexes like a place we have in Houston, which has about 30,000 cars parked a day. And we make, and we work with the landlords versus individuals where we take a property landowner and landlord where not only do they have a footprint nationwide, but worldwide. So as we service those places, we work with them, and every property in its own, even within a portfolio, is its own customized solution where we come up with whether we're there 2 days a week, 5 days a week, and we set specific times for those properties, and we arrive, and you go on the app, you see the price of gas, you see the times that are available, and we come there, for instance, in that 30,000 property, where they are twice a day, 5 days a week, servicing those cars. And now, when you leave your office, or you wake up in the morning, you have a car filled with gas versus, oh, wow, I'm on empty, now I got to go run to a gas station. So it just makes everyone's life convenient and easy. And in today's day and age where everything is on demand, from ordering popcorn from a movie theater to ordering food, it just makes sense to have something like getting gas, which is such an inconvenient, dangerous, dirty, make your life simpler. And that's where we are kind of trying to master that perspective and make everyone's life one thing less to worry about than having to get in your car in the morning and worry about your gas being not on empty.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about expanding into those markets, because I have a talk show host friend, John David Wells, who's out of Dallas, and the folks in Texas don't think of anything. They're driving 1.5 hours. It's just like around the corner. And certainly in Florida, it's a very mobile state as well. And I know people that live in Central Florida but go down to Miami multiple times per week just because of work considerations. So those are two great places in addition to Manhattan to be launching this. Brandon, tell us a little bit more about your family's involvement over the years in gas and in fuel.
Yeah, so we've been in the oil and gas industry for 4 generations now, you know, touching on a lot of different aspects of it from midstream, downstream, and upstream. So we've done a lot of, like, I guess your typical job or work when it comes to, you know, diesel and the commercial side of things. And I have a lot of background when it comes to logistics, you know, marine logistics, or whether it's land-based logistics. And so basically, you know, having a good relationship with the Coopers and, you know, knowing each other for as long as we have and then doing some other ventures together, it was just the kind of the perfect fit, you know, their expertise and background with our resources and expertise and background. It was the perfect fit, and we've seen that every single day as this company, you know, becomes, you know, larger and larger, and we get more and more people to sign up, and all of those people just seem to love the service more and more every day.
That sounds great. So, Adam, you know, basically this is an app, and when we come back from this upcoming break here, I'll have you explain how it works to the folks listening around the world at GCNlive.com, as well as everybody listening on all of our great affiliate stations. And if anybody has a question, we got a telephone number. It is 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused the way it
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Auto shows on the weekends. We're coming at you live all across North America on great radio stations around the world at GCNlive.com. If you go to our network's website, you can also get us in podcast form, archive form, on-demand form. We got it all for you. We're telling you about GasMob. This is an app-based 24/7 on-site fueling solution. And we have two gentlemen joining us, Brandon Thompson, whose family goes way back in the fueling business, along with We've got Adam Cooper with us, who's telling us about his friendship with Brannon and the Thompsons and the fact that they've got this launched in Manhattan. And the more I was thinking during the break there, this is a really wise move, because so many of the taxis in Manhattan are either hybrids or electrics, and they only want to push more. And, you know, even with people with big buck jobs, it's just so expensive to drive into the city and park. Cost you over $100 a day to park. And I can see why a lot of those people are going to, if they're not already, they'll be taking transportation from Connecticut or elsewhere. Let's talk a little bit about Adam, about how this works. So if you're in it, do you need to be part of a, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, you're working with landlords and you're getting your fuel on site and filling up lots of cars at once, but do you also do, just if you had a single customer in a single town outside of, let's say, Dallas, would you service someone like that, or does it have to come through a coalition?
So currently the process that we do now and our game plan is, right now it's, we sign up landlords, residential or commercial properties. We also have a fleet division, which is not important for this. However, we actually are in the process, and it's probably about a couple weeks away from launching the on-demand service that you're referring to, where we're going to pick certain radiuses within a city where if you have a single-family home with one or five cars, we will come to you and service you on demand. However, currently, and that's the way we're doing business right now, is specifically at properties that we are approved and have clients at, where it's a residential or commercial property with a lot of density. However, we believe that together with getting, not only building up the process of the landlords, where we have communities in near areas and a close proximity to those properties, it makes sense to do the on-demand as well. So in today's day, right this second, you can't order on-demand. However, in the near future and immediate future, within the next couple of weeks, that will be available. And the process of doing it, what were you saying?
No, go right into the process of doing.
I was just going to talk about the process. So you basically download the app, which is GasMob. It's on Android and iOS. And you download it. You'll see locations that are available. You'll put in your profile, which is your name, your credit card, your type of car, your license plate, and then you'll see on a specific area or location the price of gas for that day, which right now there's no extra cost. It's the local average gas station in the specific area that you're ordering from. And then you'll see the location, the time, and schedule that is available at that location, and you'll order it. Once we fill you up, you'll get an automated message, text, and email that your car has been filled up with a receipt of price and the amount of gallons filled up into your car.
That is terrific. Great technology, and what a great idea. Brannon, as Adam touched on, you're doing business with a lot of landlords, and that makes sense. But in addition to that, I can see this being a natural fit for office buildings and for malls and for, as Adam touched on, corporate fleets, because, you know, these people need to have their gas and to have all their vehicles ready and fueled to go. If the employees aren't taking their corporate cars home, that would give the corporate entity a leg up on everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. You're completely right with that one, Bob, because what we've seen from many of our clients when it comes to more of the commercial fleets is, you know, making sure that they have access and getting the fuel in the short time frames that they need it to be able to service their clients and be able to use, whether it's trucks or equipment, whatever it may be. And then we also have a lot of different features that we offer them when it comes into, like, back-end cost tracking of, say, assets or whatever your fleet may be or consists of. So they really like these different types of features. It helps them be more efficient, be a little bit more nimble out there in the field when they're having to perform their work. because not only do we service them, say for instance at their offices or industrial areas, but actually on site of say a construction site or any different types of works like that. But then back on the consumer side, they've really liked the on-demand features. It makes people's days a whole lot more efficient. And as you said, with the office buildings, they love it. They look at it as a great amenity to offer to a lot of their tenants and clients. We've gotten great reviews, and people just love the safety factors of it. You know, especially a lot of the moms we've had come walk up and say, "I'll continue to use GasMile forever." Being, you know, they point to the back of their car and say, "Do you see those two car seats right there? As long as I don't have to take my kids to a gas station anymore, you know, this is just great." So
that's terrific. And where can folks find out more information in addition to, of course, downloading the app at the appropriate sites? Do you guys have a website, or where can folks go?
Yeah, the website is you can go, Brandon. Go for it.
Yeah, so the website is gasmob.co, GASMOB.CO. And so once you go to the website, you're about to find out a lot more locations, a lot more information about the locations we're currently servicing, new markets that we're going to go to, and any other, you know, data or pricing structures, different things that they may be interested in. And, you know, we have a different section for them to ask questions and whatever it may be.
That's great. And, of course, you have to deal with a lot of environmental factors when you're handling gasoline. And I'm sure since you guys are state-of-the-art when it comes to doing this idea, number one, and having an app and doing the on-site fueling, folks don't have any environmental worries to add to their list when doing business with GasMob, I'm sure.
That's correct. We help with eliminating a lot of carbon footprints that existed in the more conventional ways that they take place. You know, having underground tanks, different ways to contain vapors, vapor recovery systems for nozzles and hosing systems. So you're absolutely right when you say that.
Well, I definitely want to keep in touch with you guys because I think you've got a company here that's going to grow considerably over the years to come. I wish you nothing but the best with your rollout in Manhattan as well as in Miami and outside of Dallas. But we'll check in with you from time to time. Great idea, guys, and thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us, Bob, and we'll be in touch.
All right, sounds great. Straight ahead, we're going to do some fast talking with the fast lady herself, Land Speed Louise. 500 miles an hour, imagine that.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Multiple investigations are underway into the worst transportation crash in the U.S. since 2009 after 20 people were killed in a limousine crash in upstate New York. First responders raced to the desperate scene on Saturday. The catastrophic wreck killed 18 people inside the limo. Bree Finnegan lives nearby.
First responders broke some windows to try to get people out.
It happened about 30 miles west of Albany in Schoharie, New York. State police say the limo was driving on Route 30 when it ran a stop sign and plowed into the parking lot of the Apple Barrel Country Store. The limo hit a parked car and struck and killed two people that were standing outside. So far, no one can tell if a mechanical failure caused the crash. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. This is Auto World. We're live across North America, around the world at GCNlive.com. It's my pleasure to be with you here this week. Still kind of getting my radio voice back. I still haven't quite got it back yet from my various health problems over the last few years and my surgery. But we got a great story to tell you about. And we had her on, let's see, last week we actually had her on the program, and she did a fantastic job, and I got an email from her this week announcing some fantastic news, and so I said, well, let's get you on again to tell everybody about the fact that deed, as you write, the deed is done. Team Vesco drives past 500 miles an hour on the Bonneville Salt Flats. That's an incredible number, Land Speed Louise.
It is indeed. Do you believe it even came out of your mouth and went past your lips? 500 for a hot rod.
Can you? Yeah, I mean, that's what you think of, you know, for those airplanes that are equipped, and many of them are. When you're flying, you know, I used to do a lot of flying, but it would tell you how fast the plane would be going, and the plane would be going about 500 miles an hour, 35,000 feet in the air for 40,000 feet in the air. This is 500 miles an hour on the ground and not using anything special when it comes to what it's running on. It's running on traditional wheels.
Yep, tires, Mickey Thompson tires. Going to give a shout out to the Mickey Thompson people for making sure they put the rubber together in the right way. Yay for Mickey Thompson tires.
Excellent. So
yeah.
This must have been just a wonderful experience. Tell us a little bit about Dave Spangler and his feelings before the run, and of course his feelings now after he has gone more than 500 miles an hour.
Well, Dave is just one component, and he'll tell you that. It's part of Team Vesco. It's been about a 17-mile hike up the hill to get this thing done. Rick and Don Vesco started this craziness. At the turn of the century, I guess you want to call it. And they had this crazy idea that they wanted to be the first to 500 miles an hour with a wheel-driven vehicle. Now, we don't use pistons. They had started out with piston-type vehicles, but found that those things just weren't, at the time, just weren't enough to get the horsepower you need in the available real estate. So they went with a turbine, and it took a long time to get that sorted out. Now, and one of the things I want to say, it is a hot rod. This thing, this 28-foot car that looks like something that Buck Rogers ought to drive, was built between two track houses up in northern Utah, and Rick had to talk his neighbor into letting him put a shed roof over the gangway between these two houses, and that's where he built the Turbinator. That's where that thing first came to life, and I've got pictures of it. We can prove it. So it's an honest-to-God hot rod. It had three different engines in it, and you know what? That's what hot rodding's all about. You've got to figure out how much faster you can go, how much cooler you can make it work. And at the end of the time, you have to make sure that the biological unit, i.e. the driver, is still in one piece at the end of it. And that's, you know, paramount in any land speed racing event. Dave Spangler, for those of you that are out there, is 76 years old. So I don't want to hear it. I'm too old. Shut up. Just get on with it. If Spangler can do it, you can do it. And I'll tell you what, you watch the video, and you can go to YouTube and look for Turbinator 2, 500 miles an hour, Bonneville. It's Jinx Vesco. Put it up. You can actually ride along, yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay, with Davey Spangler at 503 miles an hour, who, by the way, loses one of the parachutes to slow down at about 476 or 78 miles an hour. Hello.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a wake-up call. Wow, that is amazing. And certainly Jay Leno, we heard the bump coming in with Jay Leno. I know he owns a turbine-powered motorcycle, and I was out at SEMA a number of years ago now. I wish I could go back to those days, but it was around 2008 or so that they had a big General Motors is the one that modified a vehicle for him. But under the hood was a turbine power plant. And so this is not that unusual when you've got one guy. True, he is probably the most recognizable auto enthusiast on the face of the planet, but he's got a motorcycle and he's got a car.
Well, the car is not a GM. The car is the Chrysler Turbine that was put together in the 60s. And the only reason I know that, Bob, is that I'm helping Mike Manns of Manns Restoration, who has written this book called Critical Knowledge, and it's not finished yet. I'm helping him out. We've just got back from Chrysler's archive, where, God bless them, they gave us about 100 different photos. We're putting it into the manuscript, and it is shortly to be published, about turbine power and why it never saw the light, really the light of day, in the American motoring world. And quite frankly, the fact that the turbines have zero emissions, you don't need necessarily antifreeze, you don't necessarily need to have oil changes, back in the day, those people who make their money with oil changes and make their money with you buying a lot of gas and making money on the water and the maintenance, they were very upset that turbines entering in the American public on surface streets, you know, your daily driver, your grocery gutter, might destroy their businesses. So there was a concerted effort from the government on down that essentially slapped the turbine into oblivion. And Jay is one of the few people that has one of the running cars out there. I think there's only one other running car, and that's the one that Mike Manns restored here at the Museum of Transport in St. Louis. I think it's Town and Country. Anyway, but it's in the St. Louis area. So
very,
there you go. The turbines are great.
Yeah, I mean, that original Chrysler Turbine was definitely a landmark car and is a fascinating story. But we're going to have to check into it a little bit further, because I'm pretty sure, I'm about 90% sure that he has a third vehicle. He has got a more recently put together vehicle, which is a combination of different. I'll do some looking into it for you.
That I don't know.
Yes, so this, I was with Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, and we were at a fancy hotel in Las Vegas, and they had a gathering, and, you know, Billy was whispering to me that it looked like one of his hot rods called a Cadzilla.
Oh,
It was a real kind of lowered, 50s-inspired vehicle, but... I believe it had a turbine, but we'll do some checking on it. But this is great news, and so he lost a parachute. So what happened? The second parachute, of course, worked.
Right. Yeah, there's two. We have two. Most of the cars, the high-speed streamliners, have 2 to 3 parachutes, a high-speed, an intermediary, and sometimes a low-speed. And the high-speed one is really a small thing that will essentially just knock the G-load off that thing and bring that car down from whatever its peak speed is down to something to where you can either get on the brakes, which are really high-speed brakes, or throw another parachute. In our case, it's another parachute, and before you can even touch the brakes, because if you tried to touch the brakes at 400 miles an hour, they're just going to turn into molten metal and look like a lava flow. That's it. So what had happened, and I talked to Dave about it, and if you watch the video, you would think that, oh, I lost the parachute. He'd get all nervous. Nope, never got nervous. The high-speed chute, he tripped it and tripped it twice and reset it and tripped it again. The doggone thing just wouldn't come out. So he thought, harumph. And you have to think quickly because you're gathering up about 700 feet a second there. And threw both chutes, and one blew out, and the other one just held. And he only, you know, it took him 7.5 miles to stop. Okay, big deal.
That's a great story in itself. When we come back on the other side, more with Land Speed Louise and Noah. And this is great. If anybody's got a question, 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
We're back with Lance Bean-Louise is telling us all about Team Mesco, their Terminator 2 has set an amazing mark at the Bonneville Salt Flats. Roared into history just a few days back as the first wheel-driven automobile to exceed 500 miles an hour on Utah's Bonneville Salt Flats. And as you pointed out before that break, with only one parachute, it took 7 miles for the vehicle to come to a complete stop. But you're moving so fast. What did you say, 700 feet a second at that kind of speed?
Yeah, you know, you got to have patience as a virtue when you're trying to slow down with those things. You don't want to crank in too much turn because you're going to end up being a pencil rolling down the road. And then, you know, then that's going to hurt probably.
Yeah, exactly. When you compare this to some of the records that have been set out there over the years, of course, I interviewed him once at a SEMA. Craig Breedlove was one of the guys famous for going fast, but I believe that was using just traditional gasoline. Was it?
Oh, no, that was a thrust-powered car. Yeah, he started out in a hot rod, but he quickly, when he wanted to go get the world record, he knew that it was to go after the British for what John Cobb had achieved at 394. Because you got to remember, this was back in the late 50s, early 60s when this was happening, that he decided he was going to do this. And 400 miles an hour might as well have been, you know, going to Alpha Centauri. So he looked at something that had to really make some power. And that was a jet, you know, and that's what he built. And he had the help of a lot of people. Walt Sheehan, I will tell you this. Everybody remembers Craig Breedlove's name, but very few people remember Walter Sheehan. Craig had the idea, but Walt, he was the engineer, and he took that idea and made it work. And
yeah.
That was the case. You know, that you've got to have a good engineer type of thing. And most of the time when you hear the drag racers talking, you know, they just drove the thing. But they didn't necessarily tune it or put it all together. They're not like a Jason Lyne and a Greggy Anderson that work on the thing, you know, as well as drive it. So that's the axial flow engine. All turbines, you know, are axial flow. All jets are turbines, but not all turbines are jets. And you got to have that afterburner on there that makes it a jet. But when the Vesco brothers put their idea together for the turbinator, you know, Arnold wishes he could go as fast as us. they realized that when they started out that they just couldn't take the pistons. They went through two different types of engines, and Don was at a boat race and he saw the Miss Budweiser thing go and he thought, wait a minute, you know, they're not going crazy with that. Maybe I can make that work on the ground. And sure enough, so instead of you know, spinning a prop, he was spinning four wheels, and they made that work. And this is interesting. They set a new record as well as that 503, and I want to be clear about that. It's not a record. It was the exit speed off the measured mile. They do have a new national record of 482 miles an hour because it takes two runs to set a national record or any record. It's two runs. But a national record you can do over 2 days. A world record requires you to go in the same piece of real estate two different directions within an hour. So that's a lot tougher to do.
Yes.
And they were looking always for the world record at that situation. So as the late Don Vesco would say, you got to go, but you got to whoa and turn around and go whoa again. So here it's one of the odd points in time where the world record now is slower than the national record, because we set that world record in 458 miles an hour in 2001. But because the salt is in such bad shape, there isn't really enough real estate. We need about 12 to 13 miles to be able to go, whoa, spin around, and go, whoa, quickly again within that hour period of time. And doing it with less than that, you start to endanger the driver. And we're not about to do that. We're not in that big of a hurry.
No, absolutely. Remind all of our listeners, we have people listening and coming in and out all the time about SaveTheSalt.org.
Oh, yeah. www.SaveTheSalt.org. Thank you, Bob, for bringing that up. There's a group of us, which in many cases, people would say that, well, it was probably started by Rick Vesco. Well, he was one of the folks, but it's never one person. Yeah, I'm one of the big mouths right now, but it's a group of racers who say, hey, we see this beautiful natural race course that is just being disseminated into nothingness because of mismanagement by the Bureau of Land Management, which is under the Department of the Interior of the United States. And this is federal-owned land. It's on the historic register. It is an area of critical environmental concern. That's a very specific term. But all of that doesn't mean jack squat nothing, because the BLM has done nothing to really protect it over these years. In the leases with the mining companies, they have built in nothing to create something that will bring the salt product back. When they mine the salt, this is evaporative mining, and the waste product is salt, and you should put it back. Well, they've never been told to put it back in more than 40 years. So if you're taking 100 million tons every single year for 40 years, where do you think all that salt went? You look at the Bonneville salt flats from a satellite picture, it's been getting smaller in its circumference, and if you're actually out there, and thinner in its depth for 40 years. And in some places, it's like crepe paper. And you can't do that when you're trying to go 500 miles an hour.
No.
So, to please go to www.SaveTheSalt.org. On that landing page is a call to action, where if you put your name and your address in, it will tell you who your two senators are in the U.S. Senate and who your congressional leader is by your address. And there is a letter there that we have crafted that will go to the senators, that will go to the rep, and you can send one to the interim director of the BLM. And we're not trying to be ugly and snotty. We're just saying, would you please support the restoration of the Bonneville salt flats to safe racing condition for the amateur racers in the United States.
And there's the key word, too, amateur.
Yep. mean, and having said that, that every other form of motorsport has come to Bonneville because they all want to answer that question that they've been asking for 100 years. How fast will it go? How fast will it go?
Yeah, it is so true.
And when the IndyCar race was here last, I live in the St. Louis area, I ran into Roger Penske, and I stopped him and asked, I said, can I trade on your name? Can we trade on your name? And he looked at me funny, and I said, would you help us? Would you help the amateur racer and write a letter to the director of the BLM? And he looked at me, and he said, what for? And I told him, and he said, Louise, if you write it, I'll sign it. Well, by golly, it wasn't just something that he did on pit row. 2 weeks later, his president, Tim Sindrick, sent me a copy. He said, would this be okay? And Roger Penske sent
That's
it. Chairman
great.
Of Penske Corporation sent that to Brian Steed, the acting director of the BLM in Washington. So if Roger thinks it might be a good idea, I was thinking that maybe a few of the other folks. I've also asked the president of the NHRA to do it. I don't know anybody in NASCAR, but I'd sure like to and get them to do it. And I'd like to get the SECA and the sports car people. I think if all professional sports come and support the amateurs, there might be more professionals someday.
Yeah, no, that's true. Well, we'll have to beat the drum some more and get some more names involved with the project and get people to sign that petition, get the word out. There's got to be some NASCAR folks we can hook you up with. We'll do
and
our
NASCAR
best
folks have come, and they have answered the question of how fast it'll go. And I will tell you, do you know where all your courage is? Everybody points to their heart. No, baby, it's in your right foot.
Yeah, that is so true. I remember Bob Bondurant, the great race car driver, still alive, still doing his school in Chandler, Phoenix, Arizona. He told me once when he was first learning to drive and he had to learn to keep the foot flat to the floor and even going through turns, through corners, and he said, you know, in the beginning, he had to put one foot on top of the other so he wouldn't lift, because it's just not natural.
Okay, I can see that, especially when you're learning to not skid out and you have to learn to turn into the exact place you don't want to go, you know, that is
exactly.
An odd thing to do. Yep.
That is it. Land Speed Louise, as usual, we'll get you back with us soon. Thank you for sharing the good news with us here tonight.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thank you very much for coming along for the ride.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.